Good evening, my name's Andy, I'm the editor of the Over Rice and Zen magazine and micro podcast and stock photography library online at overriceandzen.org, and I am here to discuss a little bit of news that popped up on the interwebs today that's been knocking back and forth among the Japanese Flitter accounts, sorry, the Japanese Twitter accounts. That was a conflation of the words Twitter and Flickr to create a new web service called Flitter. And the news is that 35% of men in Japan have no friends. Which doesn't surprise me in the slightest, as I have acquaintances in Japan, and all of us, to a man, complain about having no friends. We don't like each other enough to make friends with each other, but we agree, at least, that we can share the pain of having no friends. And, yeah, it comes as no surprise to me, really, when I work a similar sort of schedule to most Japanese men. I work 15, 16 hours a day, and it leaves you very little time for socializing. It doesn't surprise me in the slightest. So you have to take it with a pinch of salt when I say that I've been talking to friends, in inverted commas, by which I mean people I've never met on Twitter, etc., about the movie The Time Traveler's Wife, which has split the critics, and by critics I mean uneducated oiks like myself, because it seems some of the people, i.e. the ones who have seen it, think it's quite a brilliant script and a very moving and engaging movie, you know, densely plotted and mature, and actually deals with the, in inverted commas, realistic emotional fallout of what it would be, you know, if you were to involuntarily time travel every once in a while. The movie is open to spoofing unlike anything I've ever seen before. In the movie, the guy travels back in time and frequently sort of cheats on himself by doinking his wife when his other self isn't doinking his wife. And they leave a really big question mark over the idea of the anachronistic threesome there. I think that could be a prime opportunity for a sequel, or at least a spoof. I mean, the guy keeps disappearing in the middle of setting the table and breaking plates, but at no point does he sort of walk around the house carefully holding plates over coffee tables and other objects, just in case he disappears and drops a plate. You think he'd come up with a backup plan to ensure that he doesn't break any more crockery. Or at least marry a Greek, perhaps, to make it a little bit more socially acceptable to do so. But yeah, I think it's also an interesting metaphor, perhaps, for the absent husband. The wife blames him at one point for never being there, and he's like, oh, it's not easy for me. And I thought, oh, this is clearly a trucker metaphor. This is a metaphor for marrying a man who's on the road, and how hard it is to be married to a trucker. That's not Cockney rhyming slang, though. I mean that genuinely. Anyway, interesting movie. Sort of engaging and moving when you're watching it, and then gets increasingly ridiculous the more you think about it afterwards. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, take a look. It's 11:14 at night now, and I'm just about to get to work, so I shall bid you good evening, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Good night.